the Gospel of Luke, in comparison to the three other Gospels, has a particular geographical feature in it by which Luke attempts to communicate to us a very profound theological point. And that is, in the Gospel of Luke, unlike the other three Gospels, the movement of Jesus from the beginning of his ministry is a movement which is heading in a one-way direction toward Jerusalem. In other words, whereas in the other Gospels, Jesus' movements are kind of here and there and back and forth, in the Gospel of Luke, he really is headed on a one-way track toward Jerusalem, where his ultimate sacrifice is going to take place and where the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ will take place. And then from Jerusalem, in the Acts of the Apostles, which is written by Luke, they are supposed to go from that focal point, and from there they go out to the ends of the earth to proclaim this central mystery, this saving mystery in Jesus Christ. And the point of Luke theologically is this, that all of history is brought to fulfillment and climax in the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, and from that one focal point, that becomes the point of reference for the rest of history after it. Everything before it was leading to it, and everything after it points back toward it. With this in mind, we can be struck immediately in today's gospel that the two disciples walking toward Emmaus, which was 7 miles outside of Jerusalem, for Luke, it's really a sign that they haven't really believed in the resurrection of Jesus, and therefore they are already walking away from Jerusalem even prior to the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And while it is that they are on this road to Emmaus outside of Jerusalem, Jesus explains all of the scriptures to them, and really explains how everything in the Old Testament was pointing to this focal point, to this climax in the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ. And then when he breaks the bread, which is the code word for saying that he celebrated Mass for them, at that moment their eyes are opened and they encounter and recognize the resurrected Lord. And Luke tells us immediately their hearts are stirred and they go right back to Jerusalem. As soon as they heard it, they get up and they return to Jerusalem because now they've believed in the resurrection and they're going to wait for the descent of the Holy Spirit, and then they'll be part of the group to go out and proclaim Christ to the rest of the world. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see a similar message being delivered by Luke in the story of Peter and John going to the temple area. And that is to say, again, they don't have things of this world to offer to others, but they say to the man, "What we can offer you is the gift of Jesus Christ and the saving mysteries of his passion, death, and resurrection." As a sign of that, the man is healed and is restored to health. But again, for Peter and John, and for all the disciples post-Pentecost, it's all going to point back to proclaiming that focal event which happened in Calvary. My brothers and sisters, I believe the exact same pattern is true in our own life, which is to say, our lives have reference to that one saving mystery, to the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now for us, the first place of encounter was in our baptism, but perhaps along the way, as we have perhaps strayed here or there, at some point we're called to really have a living encounter with Jesus Christ, to recognize him in the breaking of the bread, to recognize him in the Eucharist, and therefore to recognize that everything in our own personal history too refers back and is meant to point toward that Paschal mystery of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. In other words, that the Paschal mystery would become the focal point of our life, and once we've encountered the Lord, then we are ready to go and proclaim him and share him with others. St. John Paul II used to be very fond of speaking of the language of encounter, of having a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And this is really what these days of Easter and the octave of Easter are all about. The disciples, they encountered the risen Lord Jesus, and everything in their life changed based on that moment of encounter. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always interpret our own life with that one focal point of Jesus Christ, of his passion, death, and resurrection. And let us ask God for the grace that in our encounter with the risen Lord Jesus, that we too would be a part of this mission to go and take the proclamation of Jesus to the rest of the world, and that we would be willing to boldly share our personal encounter with the risen Lord. Amen.